Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, The Drive is live, and we are live on a Football Friday, week 5, as we are here at Talyards here in Sugar Land. Make your way on out here. There is plenty of space, plenty of room for you to come on out. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. And,
Dad of the year in this piece right
yeah,
here, man.
Yeah, he is. I see you, Renee.
I got the diaper bag. I know it's a backpack, but got the diaper bag on his back, carrying a beer around, pushing a little man in a stroller right there.
You know,
with the one hand push. Got the shade pulled down over his head to make sure mama don't get mad because he comes home with red skin. I'm telling you, only mistake you made is all that black you got on. That sun's going to hurt you right there, Chief. But dad of the year, no question. Well done.
Shout out to Renee. And his son gave me a fist pump earlier today.
Oh, even better.
That's right. Yeah, Renee. You know what Renee said? I really like how you all tell it like it is. And he said, I hope
most people do around
here. He said,
parts.
I hope the Texans are listening to y'all. They need to do what y'all be talking about.
Hey, but bringing that up, Renee's doing what I encourage everybody to do. If you can make it today, great. If not, then come some other time. But Talyards is a place where you can bring the kids. There's more turf here than they got at NRG Stadium, baby. They got a playground over there.
Playground, yeah.
I mean, my wife wants to buy one for the kids, and I'm hoping it ain't something like that right there. That thing looks like a damn castle. Yep. But come on out, bring your kids. Hey, if you don't have kids like Reg, you can come out. They got TVs everywhere. You can tour the brewery if you'd like to. And I'm not real sure. We got to find out the name of this beer that we got right here, Ron. But it's got a little wang, it doesn't it?
It's like a fruit, almost a fruit.
It's almost got like some kind of little orange to it.
That's right. Yeah, it's good. By the way, there's talent out here too. If you are single,
there you go.
There's talent out here too. If you're single, I'm just saying there is. So don't feel like you're not invited. There is that for you too. And if you're married, bring your ass out here and sit down and just enjoy yourself. Grab you a glass, right? My man Renee was the first one to grab one. He grabbed that commemorative glass. It is Payne and Pendergast. If you did not get it week one, we've got the first 50 get a glass of Payne and Pendergast. And I've talked to a couple of people who said, ooh, can you save me one? Now you might want to get your ass out of here.
Mm-mm.
First 50.
I only saved one today.
We got one for Tyler Miller.
Don't say we. Now, who did you got? A rat in your pocket?
We.
You got a mouse in your pocket?
We held it together.
Tyler, he ain't doing it.
Just telling you,
Tyler, we is got Tyler you. There?
We got both of them.
Hello, Tyler.
Both of us. But we held it.
Hey!
There he is.
Yeah, we
Tyler, I ain't letting him take it from me. His ass was sitting here for an hour before I got here. I went over and snatched that glass and got one for T. Now he's going to get out here talking about team effort.
I'm just saying, man.
Talking
about
we.
First 49. Get your glass.
First 48.
First 49.
Well, I appreciate both of you.
First 49.
Tyler
was first.
Tyler got the first one.
Tyler
was first. Winning.
All right, but no, man, come on out here again. We've got four Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards to hook you up with. We've got a free oil change from Tom Ball Ford. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, get a pair of tickets to a future Texans game. All you got to do if you're in the building is sign your name and put it in our raffle box. Our raffle box is at the table. We've already had a few people already put their names in. It's at the table, and yes, you do have to be here to win. All right, you can be like our good friends Shannon and Steven who won tickets but decided to leave 30 minutes before the tickets were given away. Don't do that to yourself. So get
oh
on out here.
God.
Hey, Lion, get out here and sign your name and enter yourselves in our raffle. All right, Clint, injury report is not officially out. We are getting reporting from people with the Texans and the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are the ones that's really important. Injury. Now, listen, we watched that last night.
Awfully injured team. Put it on somebody.
I did not see that one.
Christian McCaffrey said, hold my beer, boys.
Both of y'all lost that money. I know you was at.
Thanks for reminding me.
You at 8.5, Tyler. You was at 6.
Yep.
Boy,
it didn't matter.
I know. but that's all right. Tyler slid in there when they decided for some reason to throw that ball to Puka Nacua at the 1 yard line. I saw Tyler slide in there with that anytime.
Yes,
touchdown.
Sir.
But Puka. But they tried to go Russell Wilson, except for it wasn't intercepted. But last night, man, that injured team, boy, they didn't have anybody. I don't know what the hell got into Mac Jones and Kendrick Bourne, but they went off, and hopefully the Ravens aren't able to do that. But the Texans seem to be relatively good when it comes to injuries. Derek Stingley Jr. practice again. Will Anderson's not even on the injury report. And the only thing that they're dealing with is Foley Fatakasi. He is battling a shoulder injury. We'll see what his status is when the official injury report is out. But that's really the only thing they're struggling with. With the Ravens, today reports, these guys did not practice again. Kyle Hamilton, for the second straight day, did not practice. Roquan Smith, we know he's out. Marlon Humphrey, we know he's out. Owusu, their corner, their third corner, he is out and did not practice. And he hasn't practiced all week, Clint, with a hamstring. I'd assume he is out. Patrick Ricard has not practiced in weeks and hasn't played in weeks. I would assume he is out. And Owe, their other outside pass rusher, he is not practiced for the second straight day, and he has an eye injury. So we'll see what that's about. They did get Ronnie Stanley back, their left tackle. Wiggins, their corner, they both practice again. And then their Pro Bowler, Lindenbaum, the center, he also practiced after injuring his calf on Wednesday. So it looks like those guys are good to go. But Hamilton, Smith, Humphrey, Owusu, Ricard, Owe, and then obviously Lamar Jackson, who did not practice as well. Those guys missed. And most of those guys haven't practiced all week, which, you know, outside of the Derek Stingley situation last week, that usually doesn't bode well for a guy playing on Sunday.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And the dynamic completely changes with no Lamar Jackson. I know reports are all over the place of he may or may not play. It was a 2 to 3 week injury. Now all of a sudden it's a we're going day to day this thing. If he doesn't play, or if he is limited, which I feel like the crazy thing is with the hamstring injury that Lamar Jackson got, like it wasn't like he was wide open running down the sideline and got him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was tackled from behind.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those like, hey man, he wasn't wide open. He may have just got stretched out a little bit. And those are ones that always wonder. You know, you wonder how bad was it. You know, can he come back from it? Is it something you can treat and be all right? But he's obviously not practicing, so I think that speaks volumes. But the dynamic of this sucker changes in a major, major way. Either way, look, if you get a half-cocked Lamar Jackson, boy, that didn't sound right. If you get a injured Lamar Jackson,
certainly don't want a full cock.
Yeah, that'd be a bad deal. If you get an injured Lamar Jackson in any way, shape, or form, even if he's on the field, this thing's going to be all about Derrick Henry. It's going to be all about, you mentioned Lindenbaum, the center. It's going to be all about those guys and what we saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do to the Houston Texans. And that's got to be the approach. You see that. You know Lamar Jackson. All right, we're fixing to just hammer it downhill between the guards, between the tackles. And that's how we're going to establish dominance in a home game in Baltimore. And if they can do that, then all of a sudden it becomes a much more even ball game than one would think.
Now, one would say there are a lot of guys injured. There are. And the Kyle Hamilton one, that's one that you didn't come out of the game knowing that he was hurt. He seemed to finish the game on Sunday against the Chiefs. But they still have, you know, Mark Andrews. Isaiah likely came back last week for them, those two tight ends in the middle of the field. They still have Zay Flowers. Bateman isn't bad. And then you look at it, obviously, like you said, they still have Derrick Henry. So they have some guys over there. And, Clint, as desperate as the Texans are right now, when we say they got to win this game and they can't let things get away from them with the Colts and the Jags, both 3-1, the Ravens are pretty desperate too. And they are 1-3 with the Steelers 3-1 in their division, and they don't want to get too far down behind things and start losing too many games. So this is a desperate team at home that that does still have some dudes out there, even though they're missing a lot
of
guys.
Look, I don't know that I can get with Jason Lockenford on a lot of the stuff that he was talking on In the Loop. That was pretty harsh. But it's clearly a different day in Baltimore right now.
Yeah.
I don't think the good regular seasons or even great regular seasons are going to suffice moving forward. But you're still dealing with a franchise in Baltimore that is a significantly more physical franchise on both sides of the football than most teams in the NFL. They have expectations of winning a bunch of games, not just one here and there. They got expectations to win a bunch of games. And I think when you get to a point where you've won as many games as they have over the last handful of years, I mean, you've got depth that expects to win in a major, major way. It's not just Lamar Jackson. So, obviously, those guys are all the ones you mentioned, the Pro Bowlers that are out. They're the tip of the spear, obviously. But this is a lot like what we saw last night in San Francisco is, look, I don't know that Mac Jones is necessarily Brock Purdy. I don't know that any of those receivers are as good as their top guys are. But you got your workhorse tailback that can do a little bit of everything. They had their offensive line, and it all started there.
Yep, and if that didn't if watching last night's game didn't give you a little cause to pause a little bit, that's a Rams team that, I mean, they played as well almost as anybody.
I mean,
they should have been 4-0 going into the game, and winning on the road against the Eagles, and they trailed that whole game.
They should have won that game in regulation last night. The fumble going over the goal line was a tough look.
But it was. But I'm just saying, it was a surprise to begin with that they were even in that position.
They got
down 14 to nothing.
They got down 14 zip in a hurry. They didn't come out of the locker room ready, obviously. And before they could blink, San Francisco was up 14 zip. So you're playing catch up. And the way that San Francisco was moving the ball, the way they were scoring points was these long drives where they were just checking the ball down, keeping the clock running. It was really a simple but genius game plan. By San Francisco. I mean, you, obviously you're going to run it with Christian McCaffrey as often as you can, but one other way to run the football is just tell your quarterback, I'm going to call these plays, we're going to run guys off, we're going to check the football down. If we get any kind of zone coverage, we're going to check it down immediately, and we're going to chalk that up to being a run in this offense. And that was effective early. It was well done by San Francisco. But anytime a game swings like that, man, when you get down 14 early, man, all bets are out the window. I mean, it's like this weekend. If either team gets up 14-0 in this game, then all of a sudden I think their approach to football changes significantly. So, we'll see. That 14-point swing in the first quarter is a game changer, literally.
Yeah. No, I think if you're a Texans fan, you watch that and wake it, you know, and obviously – you know, you believe D'Amico has the fellas, and they're speaking the right things over the week of like, hey, we ain't gonna take them lightly. I don't care what team, you know, how hurt they are. That's still a good football team. If you didn't believe it, you watched at it. Everybody they're missing, like they're very similar to the Ravens with all the guys they had out. Of
right.
That game.
Well, yeah, I mean, one thing that I just can't get with is a lot of, and I know Baltimore obviously is not where they want to be sitting right now, but boy, I have a really hard time getting down with this defense just stinking. I know they have not been good the first four weekends, but they have played three of the best teams in the NFL in the process of giving up some points, and so. I caution anybody that's out there going, oh yeah, man, this defense stinks. They can't do this. They can't do that. Hey man, our offense is football 101, you know, relatively speaking to the offenses that went out there and put 30 plus and 40 plus up on Baltimore. So this is it. I mean, we are very, very vanilla. We don't have the same level explosiveness. We don't have the same level of like situational football, of knowing who we are, what we are. We don't have the identity. And so I just caution, you know, to those that think we're going to go out there and just manhandle a bad defense. The team you manhandle that you go out to manhandle was the one you played last week.
Yeah. Text line coming in. Come on, fellas. Division games are always close. Stop it.
Last week's division game was 26-0. Wasn't close. It was four scores.
I've watched the Dallas Cowboys beat the brakes off the Giants every time they played them, like the last several years. Like, yeah, I know Sean McVay and and Shanahan know each other really well, but damn it, I mean, that it's not supposed to look like that at home, even though there seem to be more Niners fans. But it's not supposed to look like that where Brock Purdy's out. I mean, top two to three receivers are out. No George Kittle. You got a lineman out. No Nick Bosa. I mean,
pick the right game. You can't come with that. Division games are always close. In a game, when literally Vegas had it 8.5. Vegas had it at 2 scores, man. I mean, I agree with you, generally speaking, that games are close. I mean, the in-division games have a little different vibe to it. I get it. But, no, I mean, that was 8.5. That was an 8.5-point spread, man.
They just sleptwalked through that sucker early. Yeah. That shouldn't have been close.
No, look, it ended up close. It was great. I mean, it was a hell of a – I enjoyed it. I couldn't turn it off. I'll be honest with you. I wanted to turn it off. Once I realized my bet wasn't going to hit, I was like, hell with this. And I watched all of it. So
they couldn't beat the Jags last week. And they had they had Brock. They had Pearsall. They had Jennings. Yeah. They couldn't beat them jokers. And they come out here and beat the Rams. All right, coming up as we continue live here at Talyards in Sugar Land. Make your way on out here for a Football Friday. Plenty of things for you to take home with you and have the opportunity to take home as we continue here on this Football Friday. Matchups to watch. Matchups to watch on both sides of the ball when the Texans have the ball and when the Ravens have it. These are the things you need to be looking at. We'll discuss that coming up next, right here live on the Drive.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Shout out to our guy and them clean ass, them ones right there who bought us a beer. Is that a little grapefruit at the end of that? We're trying to figure out that orange or grapefruit. By the way, they have
we'll just settle on citrus.
Citrus. They got a line of craft beers and craft cocktails here at Talyard. So you get whatever you want, from margaritas to ciders to different type of beers. It is fantastic. The weather, these clouds are coming over. Feels pretty decent out here right now. Run your kids out here. I see some kids on this playground getting after it already.
The kiddos got that whole thing to themselves, boy. Yeah. Spoil rotten over. I don't know how good they got it right now.
Yeah, it's a good time to be had out here. By the way, as we continue here, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games all season long, kicking it off with this matchup that we will be talking about and we've been getting you ready for all week. The Texans against the Ravens. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, when we look at this this game, Clint, the matchups on each side of the ball that Texans fans should be looking at and should be concerned with being a big factor of the outcome of this game. Let's start when the Texans have the ball. What's the big matchup that you're looking at?
Well, I think it's C.J. Stroud and the second and third level of this defense, particularly on the inside. So let's go linebackers and safeties and nickel defenders, right? When you look up, the Baltimore Ravens are missing their do-everything safety, their do-everything middle linebacker, and their do-everything nickel defender. Their ability to play man-to-man defense in any way, shape, or form, and I don't even know what the percentages are, but their ability to play man-to-man defense, even if they want to in critical situations, is going to be, I think, turned down a notch. And so coming off of a game where C.J. Stroud played the brand of quarterback that we should all want him to play, I'll reiterate, if you want C.J. Stroud to throw for 400 yards, if you want C.J. Stroud to run around and use his legs more, I think you're missing the boat. I think it's a major mistake. What we saw last year is the best version, or last week is the best version of C.J. Stroud. You follow that up with a game where you got to go to Baltimore on the road. It'll be even more paramount that you stay ahead of the chains, that you protect your offensive line, that you protect yourself, you protect your offensive coordinator. And we've talked a lot about Lamar Jackson, but when you talk about playing that brand of quarterback and that brand of offense, this week with Baltimore missing the key important interior defenders that are involved in coverage it should lend itself to C.J. Stroud being able to get the ball out quick to Dalton Schultz. C.J. Stroud being able to get through progressions and check that sucker down to Woody Marks or Nick Chubb. It should lend itself to a guy we've talked about a lot over the last couple of days, Christian Kirk being a bigger part of what they're doing. They should really be able to hammer down whether it's within the system or they strictly focus on and game plan to attack the underneath middle of the field, between the numbers, between the hashes, 10 to 15 yards down the field. That box right there, I think C.J. Stroud should absolutely wear out. And it's because, one, it's the brand of quarterback he's got to play to be the best version of himself. It's a brand of quarterback that he's got to play to get the most out of this offense. And most importantly, the opponent this week is playing depth at three of those positions. And so I just think that's where this game's going to be determined is can the Texans score enough points? Whatever that is, with a great defense, I don't know what that number's going to be. But can they score enough points? And in order to do so, it's going to be it's going to be that boring check the ball down, get the ball out, stay ahead of the chains, kick field goals if you have to. And I think CJ over the middle of the field versus these coverage defenders is the biggest matchup. I think it's bigger than our defense, to be honest with you.
Like you said, if you look at it up the middle, Matabike, their best guy inside, is out. Roquan Smith, their best guy, who is their Mike linebacker, is out. And then their best safety, Kyle Hamilton, it hasn't practiced in 2 days, and he may be out. Like, that is right up the middle. What you're talking about, those are their three best players on defense that are out of the game right there. And can you take advantage?
Well, I think Ron, there's defenses that we're going to face. Like I said yesterday, the six best defenses in the league, number one right now relative to points being points allowed, is the Texans. The next five down are on our schedule. They're all on our schedule, and those teams, I'm afraid, are going to have the ability to suffocate us. To tilt their coverage towards Nico Collins and then man up everybody else and say, these guys are going to have to beat me. I don't think Baltimore, with all their injuries, are going to be able to do that. I really don't. I don't know if that's what they want to do anyway, but I just don't think they're going to be able to suffocate anybody without – this isn't a game where I think they want to come in and take a bunch of risk. And with that said, CJ's got to do more of what he did last week, and he's doing it against backups, man. He's doing it against the skeleton crew. We don't know if Lamar Jackson's going to play, with an injury or if he's not going to play, right? But we know, as you said, as Reggie said on In the Loop, the spine of that defense is out. They're not going to play. We've got to take advantage of that, and I think it lays at the feet of CJ Stroud, no doubt about it.
All right, how about the other side? When the Ravens have the ball, what's – the big match?
Well, I think it's similar, but it's on the ground, not through the air. Like I think the one weakness that we've seen with this Texans defense is when a good offense, a good run offense, not a great run offense, but a good run offense came in here and went 30 carries for 169 yards, damn near averaged 6 yards a carry. Right, and that was with Foley Fatakasi and Tim Settle and Mario Edwards and Azeez Al-Shaikh, all those guys in there, man. Your better run defenders were in there. What you thought was your better run defenders were in there. There's no doubt about it that the Baltimore Ravens are watching film going, hey, guys, the one chance we got is if we can establish, obviously, Derrick Henry downhill and punish these guys, get to the fourth quarter. They're not going to quit, but they're going to get tired of getting beat on, and that's when Derrick Henry does his thing. Not to mention that if you want to give Cooper Rush a shot, right, establish that run and then let his little play action stuff, whether you're play action and flipping it into the flats or you're play action and throwing it over the top, let him start running the football, then all of a sudden that comes into play. So I think the matchup that matters on the defensive side of the football is all of those interior defensive linemen, the heavy rotation that they're going to push out there. I haven't seen the injury report yet to know if Foley Fatakasi is going to be able to go, but either way it goes, I know
so they're all rotating.
Baltimore is going to come in there and go, we're going to get behind Tyler Lindenbaum and our two guards, and we're going to hand this thing to Derrick Henry. Yeah, the counterpunch of the other running back is absolutely beautiful, too. We saw him take it the damn distance last week. So that's part of it as well. But it to me, it boils down to, can this defensive line, the interior defensive linemen, can they get off the field? if they don't do their job, Ron, if they can't get off the field, if this is a Tampa Bay approach, they're not going to do what Tampa Bay did, which is, I think, a couple of times Tampa Bay, they got a little horny and got out there and decided they wanted to throw the ball. They wanted to play action a little quick. I think Baltimore is going to run this thing downhill and make you like it if you let them do it. And so I just think that our interior defensive line has to bow their neck. They got to be a little bit more like Otami Togi. They got that right, Tyler? They got to be a little bit more like Tommy this week and anchor down, baby. Anchor down.
Well, they were here last year, and 14 guys that are on this defense that are going to play Sunday played last
year. New year, Ron.
And they got and Derrick Henry went 27 carries, 147 yards, and a touchdown.
New year, Ron. New team.
I'm just saying, I'm saying when you say they're going to watch that Tampa Bay film, now they're also going to look at the film they had last year.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a point in that game, Clint, we were like, oh, my God. It's just play after play after play. They could do whatever they wanted in the run game.
Yep.
Aziz didn't play in that game. He was suspended, so maybe that's a big help to get him back because it feels like this game is made for him.
Yeah.
But they've definitely got to stop.
Look, this goes beyond D'Amico, and it goes beyond the guys that I mentioned in the defensive line. Hell, I mean, the fan base knows. I mean, we've watched Derrick Henry come in here with a bad Tennessee Titans team and go for 200. So it ain't like it takes a great team for Derrick Henry to do work. I mean, it takes a great team to stop his ass. And so that ultimately that's where we're at. I don't think you're going to stop him, but you can contain him. You can make him be streaky. If he gets to a point where he's just chopping off 5 and 6 yards a pop, and all of a sudden the play action comes into this, and all of a sudden the counter punch of now you're gonna flip the ball outside, you're gonna hand that thing to Zay Flowers around the end, and you let them little creatives become a problem, it could be a long game. So I just think those guys got to bow their neck. And then look, I would even go to the extent of in this particular game, you know, I know D'Amico Ryans has his identity defensively. I know that these guys, you know, are penetrators. I would go as far as to say we might need to shake some things up in how we approach this game from snap to snap with our interior guys.
Especially if there are adjustments needed and he starts getting going. All right, as we continue here, Football Friday here in Sugarland at Talliards. Make your way on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. New segment alert. I see Sean Pendergast in the building. New segment alert, a little weekend hot take. You can send in yours. We will give you our hot takes over the weekend, and yes, we will revisit this on Monday, so you ain't just getting to say it and then just walk away from it. That's coming up next.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talliard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here in Sugarland on a Football Friday here at Talliards. And it looks like some of your favorite personalities at Sports Radio 610 are going to be out here. We see Sean Pendergast already out here. I know Reggie said on the crosstalk he was going to be making his way out here. Figgy, I know Figgy's going to be out here soon. So come on out. Have a good time. We're outside. As soon as you park and you walk in, we are sitting right on the stage. You can see us. There's covering. It's been a pretty good day thus far. The clouds have been out for the most part. Hey, bring the kids. Kids got plenty of space to come out and run around, playgrounds, turf all over the place. Good food as well. I see my man is getting started with the barbecue back here as well. So it's a good spot to come hang out here in Sugarland. And by the way, as I said, you got plenty of prizes to win. We'll be hooking somebody up with a gift card, one of four gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll be hooking somebody up with the first one we will do as soon as this segment ends. Also, you got a free oil change courtesy of our good friends at Tomball Ford and courtesy of the Houston Ford dealers. A pair of tickets in the 5 o'clock hour to a future Texans game. You have a chance to win that. All you got to do is go over to our table we have set up, and you can put your name in our raffle box and have a chance to win. Also, you can get your glass signed by Sean Pendergast. He's in the building. The commemorative glasses. If you didn't get the Payne and Pendergast one in week one, you got a chance to get another one, the first 49, because Tyler got the first one, the first 49.
I got you, bub.
Yeah, I did too. Get to take home a souvenir of a glass with the face of Sean Pendergast and our guy Seth Payne. Damn it, Ben. On the face of that glass.
The guy on the glass is in the building, on the turf, ready to rock and roll,
somebody,
baby.
Somebody a couple weeks ago, I think it was I can't remember who it was, but the commissioner, they had me ruin their glass by signing it for some reason.
That's nice. So what's that penmanship look like?
I mean, you know, I know you're very judgmental about penmanship.
I am. I'm sorry.
I'm happy with it.
Anthony Lucas ruined me. I mean, capital, like a lowercase a, just real big as the capital.
It is, man.
To start easy. Anthony.
Easy.
No, you can't.
Easy, man. Get in there
No,
easy.
Big, fat, lowercase a, no. No, Luke, don't do it.
All right, let's do this. All right, we're going to do this each and every Friday. And, yes, Monday we will also revisit these things because, hey, it's easy to throw out a good hot take and then just walk away from it. And just walk away from it. But, no, you got to throw it out there, and then we got to take a look at it to see how close you was to the hot take. Now, you all listening, 713-572-4610, and those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can also determine, like, if this take is hot enough that we throw out. All right, and then, I mean, if it's a smoking hot take, if it's mild, that's fine. We can accept those. If it's something like, hey, man, hey, I think the Broncos are going to beat the Eagles. Come on, man. Let's chill out. That ain't no hot take. I mean, let's try again. But we'll give a hot take. We'll revisit it on Monday. And I mean a real good hot take and see how close we go. Let's start with you, Tyler. What's your weekend hot take? What are we going to be looking at that you're going to be right about when we come back in on Monday?
Boys, I think we get our first head coach firing in the NFL this weekend.
Oh, that's hot.
Is that flaming?
That is smoking. That is you think. Hold on, it's really hot if you give us the coach. Like if it
oh yeah, really, I have it in mind.
Who is the coach?
It's gonna be that fool up there with them fake ass Oilers up in Nashville. Whenever they lose to the 2-2 Arizona Cardinals, the Tennessee Titans will fire head coach Brian Callahan at some point following that loss this weekend. That's
really?
My take.
Yes, sir. Okay. That's I don't know. It's this second year.
I don't know how hot it is. That's a good one, Tyler.
It's good. It is.
I mean, it's hot, but I just don't know how. I mean, hell, he'll be two weeks removed from giving up play calling duties as an offensive minded head coach with a rookie quarterback, and it looked awful. They got shut out.
Yeah,
you know, by the way, them defenses I keep talking about beyond the Texans defense, the best scoring defense in the league? Guess who's one of them?
Who, Tennessee?
Arizona. So they're facing – it ain't going to get no easier. Now, I don't know. I haven't studied Arizona. It may be because their opponents haven't been worth a damn, but they're one of the top six scoring defenses in the league right now. So,
Tyler, I'll give you a 20 spot. If that happens by the end of our show on Monday, if Brian Callahan, I mean all of it, if a coach is fired and it's Brian Callahan, I give you a 20 spot.
Okay.
That's a whole lot right there. That's what the game is about.
Is this year three for him?
Two.
Year two for him?
I believe, isn't it? Yeah, I think it's year two.
Yeah, I think that's right.
He had to deal with that fool from Kentucky last
year. Will Levis.
Yeah.
Though I was never high on Will, one would say that he pissed away a second or third round draft pick?
Second
round pick, and now you got a number one overall that you're trying to ruin. Yeah, I mean,
now,
I
he
I,
inher- I think, he inherited Will. Now I don't know if he'd have took Will himself. He inherited Will.
Yeah,
Will's first game, he basically called him an idiot, is what he did. Somebody texted in and said, fellas, I got a hot take. Woody Marks goes for 120 on the ground and 60 in the air.
That's a buck 80, buck 90 in total yards.
Is that hot to you?
Hell yeah, that's hot.
Is it? After what he did last week?
Absolutely. Okay. 180 total yards?
I guess. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, let's not get carried away. Buck 19 last week was about tapped out now.
That was about tapped out. I don't know, man. He looked like he had more in him if he got more carries. All right, here's mine. The New England Patriots will walk into Buffalo and give the Bills their first loss on the season, and Drake May will outplay Josh Allen. That's hot. That's my hot take.
You ain't gonna believe this, but I almost went with not the second part, but the first part of your. Of
did
the
you?
Take. I almost went there.
Does that count? Buffalo or the Patriots going on the road and beating Buffalo? The Patriots are 2-2.
going on the road, yeah, beating Buffalo, and I added that Drake May will outplay Josh Allen.
I mean, what is that? I mean, that line's got to be 5 or 6.
It's got to be 7.5.
Oh, my God. Yeah, hell yeah, it's a hot take.
Yeah, that's a hot take. Yeah, yeah.
I would say it's hot.
What's yours? What's your hot take? Your weekend hot take?
I think Vandy.
I really want you to keep.
I think Vandy's going to go to Tuscaloosa and beat them.
All right, 713-572-4610. Is that a hot take, Tyler? Is that a hot take that Vanderbilt, who beat Alabama last year? I'm throwing this up. They're favorite. Is it double digits? These are two ranked teams. I don't think it's double digits.
No, it's 16 versus 10. It's 16 at 10, but yeah, it's still Vanderbilt versus Alabama, boys and girls. I can get down with maybe it's not as spicy. Alabama minus 11.5 is what I'm looking at.
Is it – okay, 11.5 point
favorite. Been nuked in the microwave. It's warm.
So it's mild. Mild, we can count. So Vanderbilt going to go into Alabama. They beat them last year. Bama's coming off of beating Georgia on the road last week.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the two teams. I mean, Bama's beat Georgia. They beat Wisconsin. They lost to Florida State.
It is a double-digit spread.
It's 11.5. It's a big boy. But you look at Vanderbilt, and they have beat the brakes off, I believe, West Virginia and South Carolina. And a lot of folks believe that they're real. I mean, you look at Pavia, their little quarterback. I mean, I think he's thrown 13 touchdowns. He's ran for 2 touchdowns. He's ran for 300 yards. He's thrown for a boatload of yards. I mean, he appears to be the real deal, which he should. Hell, he's been in college for about 7-8 years. But I think Vanderbilt beating Bama at home last year was a win that nobody in Vanderbilt, no Vanderbilt alumni will ever forget that. You go to Tuscaloosa and do what Johnny did and knock off Tuscaloosa? I mean, knock off
Bama?
It's
even bigger than that, than A&M doing it, right? This is Vandy. Like, this is – even like on the road, this is – now, I will say – if it were in Vandy, I don't think I could accept it. And if they hadn't beat Georgia yet, because that team that lost to Florida State the way they did, they feel different right now. So I get it. I think people are texting in and saying it is a hot take. Someone texted in, hot take, show will rip his underwear this weekend. I don't rip a lot of draws. I wear them out. I wear them out, but I don't rip a lot of.
The only way I ever rip draws is if I wear them out and they're so thin, and then all of a sudden it just craters. You know what I mean? There's been times when my wife has been like, "Whoa, wait a minute, what's going on in the back of your britches?" Well, babe, I mean, these are pants I've had since you were 8.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, of course they're going to be a little rubbed. And then next thing you know, I try to squat or something. Next thing you know, they split.
I hadn't had a lot of those. That's a good one. Bill Belichick in Carolina beats Clemson. Someone texted in. That is hot.
Is that hot?
I think it is.
Dabo's got former players turning on him already.
I think that's hot. All right, text line, I agree. Tyler's is the hottest of the takes. All right, coming up.
First time I've heard that.
Your take there.
Oh, got it.
Your take there, Whistle Britches.
So nasty. All right, coming up, this is, I think, a big point for the Big Two in this organization. A huge point for the Big Two in this organization. We'll discuss that coming up next.